views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women. Today, I have my co-host, Daniel. He's here from the Rise and Be Rich team. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Thank you, Cornelia.
Yes, I just want to let the audience know that you are on the third Friday of every month, and we're talking about six-figure marketing, and that is your financial promotional strategies for the entrepreneurs to scale their business in 2020. This is pretty much for any entrepreneur who makes their living selling their expertise, wisdom, knowledge, authors, consultants, alternative medicine, healers, therapists, and holistic services. Online marketing is essential to grow their business. But what kind of marketing will give them a six-figure growth or more? And what are some of the challenges that will stop growth in its tracks? That's what we're going to talk about today. This episode is going to focus on that, and we're going to uncover those strategies, the six-figure marketing strategies from Rise and Be Rich. In this segment, there are some of the challenges that are faced by small business owners and solo businesses in marketing. Solopreneurs and small business owners don't have a large marketing team, and they have to rely on themselves to plan, to implement, to track, and access their marketing in order to get enough leads and clients. I personally right now have so many clients that are experiencing this, that are just doing everything themselves. And I personally will send so many people to this particular show so that they can learn the strategies on and discover what some of those challenges are so that they can, you know, hack that and shift and change their program. So what are some of the biggest challenges faced by solopreneurs and small business owners today, Daniel?
Okay, yeah, so let's get started. Small business owners are working harder than ever before. Unfortunately, they're not reaching anywhere close to their target goals. There are many entrepreneurs that are leaving the traditional 9-to-5 job for the more flexible schedule. In fact, an article published by Morgan Stanley in the UK says that UK, France, and Netherlands freelance growth has outpaced overall employment growth. And where you are in the US, they say by 2027, more than half the nation's workforce will be freelancers. Now, as great as it is to start a freelance or solo business, the learning curve is pretty steep, as you know yourself, and learning through does have a positive and strong cash flow is needed. It's essential to make the business go through. So the top challenge that we see, let's break it down into a couple of points. I would say, number one, the lack of structure and planning to grow a business step by step. It clearly impacts on your cash flow because for any business, that's paramount. And the ability to have a consistent revenue coming into the business. The second one would be unnecessary and random money spent on marketing, which does not give the results. And the business owner wants to, essentially, they're trying various marketing tactics. They could be doing social media marketing, building a list, Google ads, doing videos or Facebook lives, but there's no strategy in place. There's no tracking or follow-up to get the consistent and qualified leads and clients. And they need this to fill up their appointments. So Ahana works really closely with business to overcome this and plan a clear market domination strategy that brings in leads and clients effortlessly. Number three would have to be the overwhelm, the pressure of trying to juggle different aspects of the business. It could be the delivery of the program, Learning to create the right offers that sell themselves. Client conversion is another big one in this. And it could be planning content and marketing the right way. So you're consistently adding leads into your appointments. It could be doing the dreaded sales conversion. A lot of people hate getting on the phones and doing the sales calls. The pressure of putting all this together can be a lot. So the big challenge that we can stop all this in a small business or solopreneurs is really just to, all these things will basically converge and make this big issue from stopping people from moving forward and scaling the business.
Yes, and that's when a lot of people either throw in the towel and give up on following their dreams because of the overwhelm that's taking place, or, you know, like you talked about, doing a little bit of everything but not really having a plan. Like I just, you know, was working with a client right now that is looking for somebody to do the Google ads for her, right? And she just wants to do the Google ads. It's exactly what we're talking about here is, you know, she had been successful in her business years before and did really well, and then now is not anymore. But there are so many businesses right now that are, so many entrepreneurs that are experiencing this. And I think it's wonderful that you're bringing this topic out so that we can, you know, make the change and do something different. So why do you think that it's so important for solo entrepreneurs and small business owners to figure out their marketing plan?
Let me just give you a bit of context on what you need for a marketing plan. So when we do a, say, business mapping session, for instance, one of the first questions we always ask people is, are you making the right decisions now in your business, and where do you want to go? The journey to the two is actually pretty well crafted. You need strategic marketing. You need sales and business structure plan to get you from point A to point B. Often business owners can't break through that threshold of what they're earning currently, or breaking through with the number of leads and clients that they need coming into their business. Because there's always going to be a point where you need so much to break even, so much to break forth. And that's essentially where marketing comes in, because marketing is something that you can scale, but you also need to have the systems in place to make sure that you can scale it effectively, because if not, then it's becoming hours to dollars. So on the other hand, there are some business owners who are having leads coming in. They have no way of converting those leads. They don't have a strong back end. So they might have a good lead generation funnel in place, but they're wasting all the leads that are coming in because they don't have a solid foundation. They don't have a followed up marketing and sales call process. And upselling them into newer and higher packages and products that make programs to increase their revenues. And so that's one thing that a lot of that I learned straight away in business when I first got into it in 2013. Is essentially that, you know, funnels or sales funnels are so important, because all these people that are coming in and trying to sell a very expensive program, it's going to be very hard for them to straight away sell a $5,000 or $10,000 program. But it's more easy to sell what people call a tripwire, something that you can sell very simple, or something that you can bring in as a free product through a free funnel, and then you use the marketing sequence to actually bring the people through there. And look, essentially, you need to have a business and marketing audit as well. So any business, like you were saying, well, with that lady that you mentioned then, she had a successful business before. She'd be the perfect example of why you need to actually audit your business and find out what you're doing, what you can improve on, and essentially have a checklist where you can find all the different things that you need to fix. Then, as I said, you can build up your roadmap or your plan. That's going to outline the steps that you need to go from your point A, you know, where you are now, to the point B, you know, the goals that you want to reach. And you can do this in the fastest time possible.
So what kind of challenges do you feel that this will resolve?
I think most businesses have an issue with either, number one, is they don't have a good back-end system in place. So as in, they don't have a good website, they don't have good conversion, they're not using a lot of automated funnels in place to make their business move forward. And I said number two, the biggest one is the conversion process, because essentially it's lead generation, it's sales conversion. So you need to work out how you can actually get more eyes and more opt-ins to what you're doing on your page, and then have a better system in place. And obviously the sales conversions is going to rely on what sort of leads you're bringing in the first place. So that's what any business really needs to resolve. You need to make sure that you're getting the right sort of warm leads or hot leads to your product or service, so it makes sure that you can get a high conversion rate.
Yes. And do you also find, you know, I heard you say this, that people don't necessarily like to talk on the phone, or they don't like to convert, or, you know, do the selling piece. And I really feel like the selling piece is something that you know, the entrepreneurs, it's a benefit for them if they get good at and feel good about what it is that they're offering that's going to solve people's problems, right? Because what is it that we're doing in business? We're in business to, you know, offer something for someone that's going to benefit from whatever it is that you're bringing out, right?
Yeah, of course. And I mean, if people are thinking of like as sales as this big thing they don't want to do, but I mean, to me, I think every single person that has a business, I mean, you should be more passionate than anyone else about your business because it is your business. And what essentially are you trying to do? You're there to solve a challenge. And all that a sales call should really be is going through and saying, here's the problem that you have. Here is how we can solve your challenge with X, Y, Z. And I mean, any sort of, you know, business that is basically using a good sales process properly, it's not really coming from a point of sales. It's coming from a place of service. You are offering them a service. And if you can basically drum that down, the sales course doesn't have to be this tedious thing of trying to actually sell to somebody. Because if you're having to put all this effort into trying to sell, you've obviously attracted the wrong leads to what you're doing in the first place, because they should be actively searching you out. And that's where it comes in about having a good funnel in place and a good back end to make sure that when the leads come in, you know that they're very hot leads, they're already qualified. But I know I like to do things through surveys and things like that. So you're actually getting them to answer questions. You really know about what their challenges are before they come in. And then you have an idea about, right, if you take this product or if you do this order, this is going to definitely help with your business. And, you know, these are the ways that these strategies are going to help you get better results.
That's wonderful. And I know that you and Ahana both work with your clients on developing a marketing plan. Do you want to give us that link or where the audience can check out what it is that you guys are doing? Are they already going to be taking a survey for what it is that you're offering now?
Well, what I think the best thing to do with that is is put them into a 15-minute session with us. If they want to do that and see how we can actually help, that would probably be the easiest way, because I can put a form there so they can fill it out. They can answer a few questions, then I can go through and do it. And we'll put that at ahanalara.com /consultation/booked.
Okay. Say that again a little bit slower for those people that are...
Ahanalara, so ahanalara.com/consultation/booked.
Okay. And so all those entrepreneurs that are out there that are struggling with their businesses, there's no need to, because you have a free consultation session right here. People that are actually doing this in their businesses have helped many, many entrepreneurs from around the world and are bringing you these amazing tools so that you can scale your business into a six-figure foundation or more. Right, Daniel?
Correct.
Right. So why don't we take a break? And then when we come back, we're going to go deeper into the subject. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show. Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about the Rise and Be Rich 5 Steps to Six-Figure or More Marketing. And so, Daniel, what are the steps to six-figure marketing?
Mm-hmm. Now, the 5 steps that we've put down that we want to share with you today, number one, I think the most important one is authentic positioning in the market. Number two is building authority in the market. Number three is amplify your influence. Number four is creating highly sellable offers. And number five is scaling strategies for your business. Now, we have a wonderful webinar on this. We've put this one together so we can go in depth. Now, we've recorded that. I'll be happy to give you a link with that as well. I can put it in as you go through later on. But essentially, you can follow these 5 steps, customize that to your roadmap, and take you from where you are now and to where you want to go. And now it's absolutely, you can just start seeing the results and massive growth doing it that way.
Yes, I love that. I love the authentic. What were they again? Authentic.
So number one is authentic positioning in the market, because yeah. I mean, everybody needs to be positioned a certain way. And that's one thing about the beauty of business, that everybody is unique. So what you need to be doing is positioning yourself and branding yourself from the start. And number two is building authority in the market, because the old adage about what they say is people will buy from you if they know, like, and trust you. And with the internet, it's no different. So you just need to make sure that you're building that authority in the market. And number three is amplify your influence. You can do that with obviously bringing out more content. You can do that with interviews like we're doing right now. You can do it with having lots of ads or having lots of basically, you know, airtime being out there so everyone can see. Number four is creating highly sellable offers. And to me, a sellable offer is something which is going after the right target market. You need to make sure that you're going after that niche that you're after. More commonly, people go into a micro niche, because if you go into some areas that's so overcrowded, you're basically, you know, trying to sit there and stand up and go over the noise. So you need to make sure whatever product you're bringing out is actually servicing the right part of the market. And number five is scaling strategies for your business success. Because as I mentioned earlier in our other question, if you're doing anything online, you need to be scalable. It's very easy to do something on a small scale of one-to-one. But as soon as you want to take things to the next level and bring in automation and things like that, you need to have scaling in place, which obviously brings automation and other things.
Yeah, so authentic positioning is really a big key, isn't it?
Yeah.
Authentic positioning yourself authentically in the market, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's so many people out there, you know, being inundated with, you know, offers and, you know, opportunities. Why should they choose you? Right? As the person, why should they choose you? And being authentic in your marketing, being in your marketing and being authentic in your positioning, that is a really important piece. Yeah.
Especially because there's that many other people around. I think the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand is if you go into one of these niches that already has millions of coaches, what makes you different than the other million people out there, or somebody that's been established for many years and has thrown hundreds of thousands of dollars into marketing unless you're actually branding yourself and positioning yourself in the right way, you're never going to be an authority compared to them, because they're always going to get so much more clicks. They've already got the SEO. When somebody writes something up on Google, that's who they're going to see first. So that's why it's really important to really just have that positioning and brand yourself from the start.
Yeah. And do you guys also follow a business plan with your strategies? Do you work a business plan into your map, or is that?
We do. So basically, when you're doing a business mapping session, we work out, you know, what your strategies are for the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and what you're really going to have to do to amplify your results.
Yeah. When you're talking about six-figure scaling, do you break those down into quarterly? Is that how you're doing it, or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're sitting there and looking at six figures, if somebody wants to get to six figures, unless they're selling a really high-end product, most people are going to have to get to six figures by putting better systems in place.
Where you're headed is really important to know, because that's going to, people can feel that, you know, people can feel when you're organized and you're, you know, in your flow and you're in your business and you're focused and you're dedicated and committed. You know, when people see you showing up consistently in the market as an authority with, you know, like we're doing here with these radio programs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do we, let's just skip this next break and let's just go right into our next segment. Okay. And the next segment, what we want to talk about is, how do we become an expert in the market? Because we all want to be seen as the go-to expert in the market, but how does this become part of a six-figure marketing plan? What are some of the things that will start drawing high-paying figure clients to our business? Let's find out.
Basically, what you're saying then is, look, we live in a very crowded internet marketplace. When you look at potential customers' behavior, you'll find that ultimately no one buys just by the features of a product or a service. They often buy where there is few recommendations, trust. That's what I was saying earlier, that people buy when they know, like, and trust you, when it's promoted by somebody that you follow or by referrals. You have to understand that nobody's going to like, trust, or refer to you if you haven't established yourself as a giver of high value or an expert in your niche in the first place. So a little quote by Tara Nicole Nelson is, you cannot buy engagement, you have to build engagement. So engagement is everything in your online marketing, and you have to build up an expert status in order to get people to notice you, engage with you, and most importantly, want to buy from you.
Yes, that's a really important piece. Again, it's, why would they choose you? And for you to, that's why it's important for you to become that go-to expert. And yes. And it's basically because of the engagement that you have with your audience. It's the same kind of thing. If you're building a newsletter list and you're working on building your newsletter list, you're sending it out consistently and consistently, but the audience doesn't open your newsletters, or they're not opening up their wallets to purchase the things that you're offering to them. It's because there's a disconnect happening within the foundation, would you say?
And too much. If you look at just to newsletters, I suppose, if we're on that topic, a lot of with emails these days, email marketing has died down over the last few years, because the fact every single time you open up an email, somebody's trying to sell something to you, where it really wasn't the way before. People would try and build a lot more value through their emails, give you great content, and you'd be reading that newsletter, getting great content out of it, and then you might have a call to action or an offer down the bottom. But it seems to be, you know, everyone's inundated with emails these days, and every single person that you've signed up to is trying to sell you something. So it's just that overwhelm these days. People don't have as much time, and, you know, not every single email you can read. So people go, well, this person sells me something every time I open their emails, I'm not going to sit down and read them.
Exactly. It's exactly. It's it has that feeling of, my gosh, you know, here comes the email again, and they're going to try to sell me something. And so then they just don't open it. But if your audience consistently knows that you're offering them content that's valuable, and you establish a level of trust with them where they know, oh, I can't wait to get this email from this person. I can't wait to see what he's talking about this week. I can't wait to see what the nuggets are, that kind of thing. And that's building that trust and rapport with your audience. So yeah, and the whole email marketing has definitely changed. You know, everybody's is collecting their email addresses and thinking that, you know, their lists are building, you know, building their lists, and that is the way. But really, truly, we're being asked right now to market in a newer way, market ourselves in a better way. And you and Ahana are helping our customers, our clients, helping the entrepreneurs out there in the world do that, right? With your yes. webinar and with your mapping sessions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to let us know again how to get that 15-minute session with you guys?
Mm-hmm. So the 15-minute session, you can find that at ahanalara.com/consultation/booked.
Good. Okay. We're going to put it down in the description on the YouTube video. So you'll have that link there as well. And by the way, if you have not seen the other shows that Ahana and Daniel and I did over the last 3 months, please go to the YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and look under the Millionaire Imprint for Women. And you're going to see the Rise and Be Rich shows, because these shows are all strategically designed to help your business thrive in a new way, to know how to market. And that's why Rise and Be Rich wanted to be part of this team, so that they can help you help yourself, right? So Daniel, how do we become go-to experts, and how does that become part of our six-figure marketing plan?
Mm-hmm. There's two processes that we use in the five-step plan in Rise and Be Rich, and creating authority and then amplifying it to create influence. That's what I was saying in the previous part there. But it does take time to build up authority in the market. And a huge part of that is increasing the visibility of your brand and your engagement. So we do this through strategic content marketing. Now, the idea is social media and content is creating communities, creating a following, just like your own network, just like you've done. So building influence is another process that we use to create virtual events. This helps clients work with influencers in their niche. And it's about leveraging the brand and the positioning of the influencer to get a stronger grip on the market and a larger reach. So both have strategically done this, and we've found that these are essential to creating market domination, if you want to put it in that way, especially if you're a small business trying to get your message out to the market. See, what happens with most small businesses come out, or any entrepreneurs that are trying to do something in their own niche, is they don't have enough traction just using their own, I'll say, identity or authentic branding. So, and one thing about content is with Facebook and everything like that is you always need to be coming up with new ways of doing things. And what we found ourselves is if you can actually have what you can call, we call them online shows, you can call them virtual events. That's an easy way, sort of like we're doing right now. You can get that content. You can do an interview. You can put that interview up on YouTube. You can have it in a podcast. You can do different ways like that. You can get transcripts of that, and you can use that in your newsletter. And that is the easy way to get one piece of content, to repurpose that content and reach a lot of people. Bringing in experts in a certain field, you're obviously leveraging them people's influence as well, because they're going to be sending that to their list. They're going to be putting that up on their social media, and then people will start to relate with you. Oh, this person had an amazing interview with their guest. They brought a lot of value. I'd like to see more about what they're doing. And then they can follow it up with a season of like internet marketing and that as well. So when they start using their marketing campaigns through their newsletters or with their follow-up emails, people have already got so much value from what they've bought out previously, then basically if they are going to sit there and like what they're doing, they'll want to know more about what they're offering.
Yes, I find that, you know, the whole repositioning thing is really key. Because just like what we're doing here with this show, with this podcast, which also could be, it could also be a webinar. It could also be a webinar because there's mm-hmm. so much content being shared. This could be termed as that. And we really have to be creative now with the way that we market, the way we position ourselves and reposition the valuable information that we're sharing that is helping people, right? And at the same time, this helps you position yourself as an expert in the field. And then I always say, using these podcasts, using everything that you're doing out there in social media, whether it's going on LinkedIn, whether it's going on a Facebook Live, whether it's doing a podcast like this, a radio show, whatever it is, but to position yourself in a way that you, everything that you do is to continuously keep sharing the information and building your brand and using it like a keynote speech, you know, using it exactly, because it's an opportunity to connect with other entrepreneurs. It's an opportunity to use this as a valuable resource, as a valuable resource. And that's the thing. And I find that a lot of people, they are not as patient as they could be, right? Because patience is required in growing your brand. It takes a while to grow your brand. What do you have to say about that, Daniel?
Well, I think it's content. I mean, any sort of brand that people want to bring out, you can't expect that you bring up a website, you put one or two blogs up there, or you have one interview that's embedded on a page, is going to sit there and get you all of a sudden a lot of eyes are going to be seeing what you're doing. Society has become a point where everything is at our fingertips. It's never been easier than it was before, but that also means that people are impatient. If people are looking around to find information, they're going to sit there and search and find something that resonates with them. The only way for you to really build your brand in a certain area that you want to talk about, bring out lots of content in that area. And the more content that you can bring out and the more that people can find you, they're going to come across them same articles or the same interviews, or the same social posts about what you're talking about. That is the easiest way to build up your authenticity and, you know, like basically brand in that area. And I suppose just to really just go back to what I was saying then about how everything's available, that's, I think, almost become a detriment to what people are doing because, as you say, people are really time poor these days. They'll search for something, they'll look at it for 30 seconds, they'll get off and they'll move to something else. So you really need to use whatever you can to grab their attention, build up that trust to make sure that people are going to stay and look at what you're doing. I mean, there's nothing worse than somebody going to a website and standing there for 30 seconds and it bouncing and them going somewhere else. So, I mean, whatever you're doing with your branding, you need to make sure that, you know, you're really strong so you catch people's attention straight away to make sure that you use the most of them eyes that are coming to see what you're doing.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what we're doing here with these shows, with our consistent, you and Ohana, with your consistent message of helping entrepreneurs scale their business so that they can, you know, that they can thrive in 2020 and learning new ways to market, learning new ways to position yourself, having a team, having a support team is really, really important because also that's another thing is, you know, we've been so conditioned of doing everything ourselves. And it's like you said, if you're bringing on a guest, if you have a resource, if you're bringing on another person where you're co-partnering with them, you can both then support the process of promotions, right? Mm-hmm. Which is also really key, is to get it into as many people's hands that you know, as possible, right?
Yeah, yes, it is. Because that's one thing, like, you know, the beauty about that, everyone has their own lists. Everyone has their own different followings on their social media. So yeah, one person can bring in a completely different niche that you wouldn't be able to access normally.
Yes, yes. Well, why don't we tell the audience one more time the link. We're going to post a link for the pre-recorded webinar. We're going to do that. And then also let's give them the 15-minute strategy session again, the link for that.
Mm-hmm. So they can find that 15-minute strategy session on ahanalara.com. So I'll spell that one out. That is ahanalara.com/consultation/booked. And so with that, then you'll find a form. You'll fill out the form. Hopefully the people listening here, I've got a question there about, you know, where do you hear about this? Obviously, I'd love for you to be putting TTR there or Cornelia Stephanie Show, and then we'll have an idea of where you've come through. Just got some simple questions there so you can put down what you need to do in your business, how we can help in that strategy call, and really just give you some awesome plans in place so you can make 2020 an amazing year and you can start bringing in them leads, do, you know, marketing and convert that into higher sales.
That's it. That's what we want. Did you and Ohana, you guys both took out some time after the holidays. I think I saw on Facebook that you all were going off to take a and some time off to strategize your 2020. Is that what you all did?
Yeah, and a lot of it was a mental break. Like, I mean, 2019 was a huge year. Like, I mean, it didn't really stop. So just before Christmas, we had to take a little bit of a break there. And then, like, we had meetings again just before New Year. And then in the first week of 2020, so it was just good to just recharge the batteries first and then just come up with all their plans about what we want to do for 2020 and then just implement all this stuff that we've been building up to.
So what's going to be your top at the end of 2020? Give me one thing that's going to be your top at the end of 2020.
I would say the new marketing agency. That's something which we've actually bought in. We've recently done a collaboration with another company where we've been doing a lot of coaching and how to build up all the back end. So we've basically done a new collaboration with a marketing company. So whatever parts that we weren't experts in before, we've bought in and expanded our team to make sure that any parts that need to be fixed for your business, we can definitely do anything that's needed.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's another reason why, you know, all of you entrepreneurs that are out there that are listening to this right now, jump on this opportunity because you're really truly working with some of the best marketeers in the field because these guys are, you know, Ahana, how much experience? She's got 20 something years experience in marketing, doesn't she?
Yes. So once she got out of journalism, that's what she got into marketing. And then she had her own business. Obviously, marketing is a main point of that. Where she's been an entrepreneur for longer than myself. So yes.
Yeah. And so you're definitely the experts in the field, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. So let's take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about marketing to scale. We'll be right back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Do you need a spiritual makeover or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or product. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. We are talking about marketing to scale. Once you are visible to your target market, you attract them into your list and into your website. The ultimate goal is to bring and close those sales and bring in more clients. Can your six-figure marketing help you do that? Let's find out. So Daniel, tell us, what increases more sales in our business today?
Simple answer, if you have the visibility and trust in your market, if the leads are coming in, you have the irrefutable offer in order for that higher sales conversion, then it's going to increase. I mean, that's essentially what you need to have. You need to have something in place there when people come in, you're answering all their questions, you're solving their challenges, and you're basically, I find with the business, the adage is people always want to know, you know, like, why should they be doing something? You need to offer, how am I going to help you get these results? And so if we can break that into two quick clues, if your offer is critical need for what your target audience, you know, essentially must have at this time, and you have trust in that market, your offer will convert. If your offer talks the same language as what your audience understands, so they don't have to look or they feel like you're selling, then that gives more like a service. Now, true service is not marketing or a gimmick. It will convert. And I mean, earlier we were talking about that, and I just wanted to just expand on that again, is if you're on a sales call and it feels like you're having to push and you're having to sell something, obviously something is going wrong. People are coming to you in the first place because they have a challenge. Essentially, you need to be there to solve that challenge and to be there like a service. And if you come from a place of, you know, service, of doing good, you're not actually selling anything in the first place. If you feel like you're actually pushing and you're having to sell, then there's one of two ways. You're obviously, you're not using a right sort of sales strategy in place, or you're attracting the wrong market to you in the first place. And if that lead was hot in that area and they did have a real, you know, need and a challenge for you to solve, then you'd just be offering a service and that would make things a lot smoother. Now, how we try and do that in Rise and Rich is keep a close watch on what the audience needs. We can do that through surveys and observation. You can really craft offers that people need, what the audience needs. We can call them signature series. Now, we've been writing courses and offers for companies for the last 2 decades, Ahana a lot longer than me about the last 8 years. And what we noticed from that vast experience is to create a really strong, valuable offers that sell themselves. Now, these ways, people are going to find that a lot easier with their SEO, going through their search terms, or you're going to do that with your marketing. If you can sit there and create webinars, or you can create a signature series videos on what you're trying to offer, what challenges that you can definitely solve, it's going to make things a lot more highly qualified when them leads come into you in the first place.
Yes, that's huge. It's really huge to have a system in place. It's really, really important to be able to have a system in place so that you know when you're talking to people that it pretty much sells itself. You're just there sharing what it is, and you're talking about results of what's going to help your client receive the results that they're looking for and what you're helping them do. And if you don't have that system in place, and even knowing how to, you know, talk to people, then it's really, you know, it's not set up for success right away, right?
No, it's not. And I mean, that's one thing. Like, I mean, I think the first big important lesson, you know, number one for anyone's business, they should be passionate and excited about what they're doing. But you need to have a structure in place. There's nothing more heartbreaking as an entrepreneur. You're putting in all this effort, you know, doing amazing things, bringing out great content, and nobody is actually seeing what you're doing. So that's where you need to actually have that structure in place. So, you know, you've got a good marketing system, you're getting it across the board so a lot of people are seeing it. And more importantly, you're having something in place so when people are coming there, they're converting. Because that's the big struggle for a lot of these startup businesses. They don't really have a good system in place. So even if they are getting the leads in the first place, they don't really have a good structure in place. They don't have tripwires. They don't have like entry-level products for people to buy, or they don't have a good sales funnel to make sure that the people that are coming through are actually getting their service.
Right, yeah. And I find a lot when I talk to entrepreneurs is they don't want to feel like they're selling. They don't want to feel like they're marketing. They want a marketing company to do it all. They don't want to be necessarily involved in it, you know? And I find for solo entrepreneurs and small businesses, you know, like you said, the passion goes a long way. Being passionate about what you do, that pretty much is the sale. That's pretty much, it's when you're talking about what it is that you're doing that you love, that you absolutely love, because you're doing something you love. And we need that in the world. We need more of that. We need people that are out there doing what it is that they love, and they're getting paid for what it, doing what it is that they love. And then we want that to multiply and ripple out into the world.
Yeah. And the thing is, look, most solopreneurs, unless they already have a large backing and people are investing into what they're doing, which as a solopreneur, that is pretty rare. If you want to bring up revenue, which every business needs, or if not, you're going to fail because you need to pay the bills, you are going to have to be doing some sort of sales at the start, sure. But the thing is, too, once you have the thing established, there's no reason why you can't outsource that. That's not a problem. But the question that a lot of solopreneurs have to ask themselves, they're having issues with selling what they're doing. Are they really passionate about it in the first place? Because if you're passionate about what you're doing, you shouldn't be feel like you're selling something. You're offering people a service. And, you know, you're there to help people. And that's the mindset that you need to have. And, that, you know, if it feels like you're not talking to them people. Yeah. So I was like, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, it is a mindset. You said it. It's a mindset. Yeah. They need to just switch that mindset, because of rather thinking that, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't like selling. I don't like doing this. I don't like doing that. But just tweaking that mindset to talking about their passion. What is it that they love doing? What is that going to do for this other person in that way, right? And initially, you said it, and this was a key point too, and that is, at first, you may need to begin sharing it from that place until you're ready to scale. And when you're ready to scale and you have your systems in place, which is what Ahana and Daniel can help you do, is then it's going to be more automated. That's when it's going to get really fun, right?
Yeah, automation and outsourcing. I mean, if you don't like sales, as soon as you have enough revenue, employ somebody else to do that for you. Just have the systems in place to make sure that they're getting a lot of leads coming through, so you're not having to actually do anything. So that's one thing about systems. You need to have systems in place to make things easier on you, because at the end of the day, we only have so many hours in the day, and you know, you want to make it as simple as possible. So, you know, your time is spent on the most highest revenue production areas in your business. If not, you're wasting a lot of time where you shouldn't be.
Yeah. And as the CEO of your company, of your business, the number one thing in the beginning, no matter what, needs to be in sales, sharing, getting in front, you know, talking to people until you have that revenue coming in to where it's the basics are covered, the business expenses are covered, and you've got that all handled. That needs to be taken care of, right? And then when that's taken care of, then like you said, you can train other people to do, you know, outsource, which is important. I mean, I don't know where I would be without my team. You know, I have a really good team, and I wouldn't be able to be where I am. But I made that decision, you know, that, hey, I'm ready for this next step. And a lot of entrepreneurs that I talk to, I let them know too, hey, you're ready to outsource. You may need to get a person to help you do various different things, because how else are you going to be able to do what it is that you need to do to bring the revenue in? And let them do these parts and you do this part, you know, these kinds of things. So Daniel, what are the secrets to exponentially growing your business? What are the secrets?
Okay, so when I started working with Ahana, I had no concept of what I wanted my business to look like when I first started moving to Asia and doing work there. So I was working, you know, basically out of a shed, like a lab at my dad's farm. So he had a big property, over 100 acres. But I just finished my engineering, and I had a vision of what I wanted to do with my science and how I wanted to bring that into a business. So once we started, the thing that immediately got my business moving is structure, you know, structure, discipline, you know, doing what needs to be done step by step at a time. And like you say, success is a team sport. So you need to sit there and surround yourself with other people that can really push you forward. And it's all about knowing the structures. If you really have a good, strong foundation in place, your structure, and you're ready, then the scaling strategy and the structure of a business to scale will become a lot easier. So, for example, when I started doing the online and the offline seminars with multiple speakers, we brought a lot of attention and a ton of leads to our business. But then we had to learn a structure at the event And the back end of the business, so the delivery could be as amazing as possible, and we could bring it out the right way. So you can exponentially scale when you have the right scaling strategies up front, and you have the right structure to back it up with the growth of your business. And I think that's the biggest thing that events actually taught me, because the first time that we done physical events, you bring other speakers in, and everyone has that right sort of, they'll get up on stage, they'll talk about a certain thing, and then they'll basically sell what they're doing. The ones that are successful when you bring them to your events are the ones that actually have an amazing presentation, build up trust, and really hit them points with their audience, really resonate with what they need, and they're the people that are going to get a lot more sales. And it's not just because they're, you know, they got the silver tongue and they're really good at selling. They're essentially building up trust, and they're filling a gap in the audience that they actually need for their business to succeed.
Yes, my gosh. You gave us such wonderful, great tips today. Let's tell the audience one more time how to, first of all, get your free 15-minute strategy session with you and Ahana.
Okay. You can access this coaching session at ahanalara.com/consultation/booked. Now, Ahana Lara, just to spell that one out for people there, it's A-H-A-N-A. L-A-R-A, and then it's just .com/consultation/booked. You'll be directed to a form, fill that one out, and then just when you click on the form, you'll just be able to select the time with us, and then you can just book in your session from there.
Yes, and we're going to put the link, you're going to send us the link for the webinar that's yes. going to be in the show. And here, you know, we are dedicated and committed to support you, our beloved audience, to six-figure marketing, six-figure income, six-figure or more. And every month with Ahana and Daniel on Rise and Be Rich right here, the third Friday of every month. We'll see you again next time. Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, thank you, Cornelia. See everyone soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.